아니 그런 태도 옛말에 태도 사제 되는데 정말 또지 맹행 아니 그러고 아니 태도 되나 되면 이 빠지 그러고 아니 차년배 태도 되지 예나면 패시 인사를 패시 인사 말해서 내가 소문이 있어 뭐다 어떤 생각을
So then it says the three divisions of doubt. You know, the doubt tending towards the factual, doubt not tending towards the factual, and doubt that is equal to both sides. So the doubt tending towards the factual, you know, is that, you know, you may have a doubt now, but later it can be approved. You know, it can be proved in reality. It can be established, you know, by the valid, you know, with the valid cognition, and then the doubt not tending towards the factual is that, you know, that cannot be, you know, established, you know, that cannot be established or proved, and approved, you know, by the valid cognition. And then the equal to the both sides, you know, so maybe thinking this or thinking, you know, that. So that is the three different kind of doubts.
Yes. 다 드네마다 마지 빼자는 세지도 부부도 넣었으냐고 아 방법도 가르 전지 대통령 다 못다 감문이한테 대통령 전지 대통령이 있어 가서는 대통 코로나 다도 그 못다 매로 삼기요래 삼만하지 유만 점세 뭐 삼만 땅 통나 다 못다 받는 게 통이요래 대인배 차는 다 못다 감문이한테 대통령 전지 대통령이 있어라고
And so it says, it gives an example here in the text. It says, an example of the first is a doubt that thinks maybe sound is impermanent. Yeah. So it's the doubt that thinks that is the, you know, tending towards the factual, you know, because it is, you know, the sound is impermanent, you know. And, you know, but it's, you know, the person hasn't realized it, so they're still in a doubt. You know, saying maybe the sound is, you know, impermanent. But later, you know, it can be proved. Or, you know, can be recognized, you know, by the value cognition, you know, as impermanent, you know, so therefore it's a doubt, you know, tending towards factual.
Oh, yeah. And you put them in the test of the Shavati, Rava, and that talk on the Tetums, Rava, or that the Pajetava inside the S and the Tetum Terry. The Tetums are what some Remato Mao, but I do think Kazimik Kazis on the Tanay, that up on the big city mad, that up to the cemetery in Melody. Is that the
And so the next, you know, the second example, you know, the example of the doubt and not tending towards the factual, you know, is that, you know, doubt that thinks maybe sound is permanent. You know, someone said the sound, maybe sound is permanent. Now that's just a doubt, but no matter how many reasons you give, you know, you cannot prove the sound is permanent. And there will be no, you know, valid cognizer. One cannot generate the value cognizer that cognizes the sound as impermanent. Oh, yeah. So the sound is permanent.
Da chan yambe tatum singe de mazur wa chik jena da de mata ba yin sare chik jena da de ta ba yin sare sam sam wo shu ni ke la ya ta ma ta ni ge cha la ya tatum sa lu chik pa lo cha de ni ne tatum ta la ka le ne chan yambe tatum se de sum be chai jena se de sum ba nu se de o te
And the third, you know, the doubt that's equal to the both side, you know, is thinking like maybe it's this or maybe it's that. You know, like here in this case, like, no, maybe the sound is permanent or maybe the sound is impermanent. So thinking, you know, in the both side, maybe it's permanent, maybe it's impermanent.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
So now the fourth, and among the five non-valid cognizers, the fourth one is the, you know, is the correct assumption. And so the definition of that is a conceiving cognizer that accords, you know, with what is correct, but is controvertible in conceiving its object.
Rangi 이나요 지금 랑게 이제 또 봐라 녀바라고 지금 어떤 얘기 너가 랑이라 셴베 루웨세디 가네 랑이 망해 바고 셴이 되든 되세디 마오 봐라 디 거랑게 로네 되는데 또 유여바네 지레세고
So in the definition it says conceiving cognizer that accords with it with what is correct but is controvertible in conceiving its object. So you know, as from the name you can have some idea about what it is. The assumption, you know, so when you say we assume something, you know, so you say, oh, maybe it's like this, you know, so you assume but you are not very quite sure. And yeah, it's not really a doubt. Yeah, it's not as you know strong as a doubt, but still it's not very sure. You know, not very sure. So that's why it says here controvertible. It's not incontrovertible, but it's controvertible. So that means it's not very you know sure about it. But it is like that. You know, it's thinking about the object. You know, to be something which is you know something, but but it's not very strong. And it still has some kind of doubt, but not as strong as the doubt. Yeah. So that is the correct assumption. Wow. So because it's true, in accordance with what is correct. And so this correct assumption you know, is divided into five. It says correct assumption without a reason, correct assumption with a contradictory reason, with the correct assumption with an indefinite reason, correct assumption with an inapplicable reason, and correct assumption with a correct but unestablished reason. And so the first example, you know, the first example is somebody says the sound is impermanent, and then because of that, you think, you know, you assume the sound, you know, as impermanent. You don't give any reason. You know, you don't give reason. Sound is impermanent because what? You know, why is it impermanent? You don't think that. You know, just because somebody said, you know, relying on somebody's you know, speech, and then you assume the sound to be impermanent. So that one is the first, the example of the first one, the correct assumption without a reason. And then the second one is assuming you know the sound to be impermanent you know based on somebody's giving reason you know which is not correct yeah, so that's why it says the assumption with the contradictory reason. It says the sound is impermanent, you know, because it is it's absence of functionality. Right? So because it is not a functionable thing. If you say the sound is impermanent because it is not a functionable thing, so then that is a contradictory. You know? So you don't know what does it mean by not functionable thing. then just because somebody gives a reason, you say, you know, somebody says sound is impermanent, and you say why, and that person says, oh, because it is not a functionable thing. So, so just because, you know, somebody says that, you don't know what does it mean by, and not a functionable thing, and you say, oh, yeah, because of that, and then you think or you assume the sound to be impermanent.